It's the Michael Mara Show.
He got what it takes, and it takes what he got.
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, we made the big announcement today. It's O'Mara's poker run for the house. Motorcycle riders everywhere. Saturday, October 11th from 9 till 3. We start at Witt's, Harley-Davidson of Manassas. Make our way, finally, to Fuddruckers in Ashburn. And it's all for the Fisher House, supporting our injured military with a home for them and their families while they recover and receive the treatment they deserve. Info at fisherhouse.org. Get your motorcycles ready, and you can pre-register and get more details at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thanks to Witt's, Hillwood Trailer Sales, Loudon Motorsports, and Fuddruckers of Ashburn.
Good folks all.
Oh, and I love to hear Johnny.
Love to hear that Johnny Cash. Hello.
Sorry, I'm distracted. I was finishing my poem.
Are you still doing those?
Not a very good one, though.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yes, should be lots of fun. Hey, let's get our final look at Mr. Buzz Burbank. He's standing by.
He flew
home on a wet airplane. And he survived.
He was wet, too.
We're very happy about that. Here he is, the man, the legend himself, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Still wet. Thank you, Mike. Since former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan is nearly 100 years old.
Greenspan.
This is saying something. Greenspan says we're in the worst economic mess he's ever seen by far. That's surprising since he's normally so jolly.
Yeah, right.
What a fun guy.
Greenspan says it'll get worse before it gets better, probably leading to an honest-to-goodness recession that will be felt around the world.
First, we have to do this.
Who are you?
I'm Alan Greenspan.
You're fun.
My father started this piano company.
No, I'm sorry. Another guy.
Now, recession means you have to show no economic gain for a whole quarter. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I believe.
Three months in a row.
And he sees that coming now.
That's great news.
So effing depressing.
A little. Mm-hmm. Greenspan says we're going to see more financial institutions go under, and he says we should not try to save them all. One noted expert, by the way, says as many as 1,000 banks may go under.
Well,
this is a scary time.
It is. It is indeed. Lehman Brothers, as you've heard, I'm sure, has now filed for bankruptcy because Bank of America has decided to buy Merrill Lynch instead. Bank of America, Bank of Opportunity. On that news, the Dow closed down today by 500 points, as we mentioned earlier.
They expect another horrible day tomorrow?
It might actually get better. Whenever I see a day this bad, it's generally followed by some improvement. Let's hope that's the case this time.
Very, very scary. All the things they're talking about right now, different than it's been. I mean, it's been volatile for the better part of a year.
Sure has.
But now it really just, they're saying stuff that I've never heard before.
And yet, CBS, solid as a rock.
Solid can be, Rob Spiewak.
Love it.
Now, most stores and gas stations are still closed in the wake of Hurricane Ike, so evacuees are being told they can't go home yet. The floodwaters are receding, but the power is still out. Rescue operations still not quite finished, and there's a lot of damage.
You know, I was one of these people that was going to say, hey, the people that are there, you know, they didn't heed the warnings. They were told to leave, mandatory evacuation. And then you hear the reporter come on in the next sentence and say, these are people who had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Isn't that the way it was in Katrina, too?
These are people,
you know, who can't get in the car and go see a relative or go stay at a hotel because they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And I hope those people do okay, and they're still looking for them. If you'd like to help the victims of Hurricane Ike, 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcross.org.
Did you see the guy on the Today Show this morning that had to ride it out?
No, I didn't. There was one guy right in Surfside Beach or something like that.
It was amazing. He said that he is now still living on the third floor of his house.
Right.
And that he found when he got down to the first floor, he was able to see scratches and marks on the roof of his 10-foot ceilings where the water had floated debris up and destroyed the ceiling from underneath.
Wow. And lucky to be alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know some disasters, of course, are man-made. The man driving the commuter train that crashed head-on with a freight train in Los Angeles on Friday was apparently making social arrangements by text message.
So did they confirm that he was definitely texting?
Yeah, they confirmed the time and the message and all
of
that.
Fry his ass.
Well, he's no longer with us, so consider that done.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry, boy.
Careful what you wish for.
Sorry about that. Boy, that pisses me off.
Check that off the list. When he tapped out a message on text, he ran a red light that was directing him to switch tracks. That killed 25 people and injured 135 others.
It's always texting, Rob.
No, never the talking.
Here are two guys who are not having financial trouble. They're the same two who are running for president. Barack Obama smashed all fundraising records in August, raising $66 million in 31 days.
Barack Obama.
And a half million.
That's my Stevie Wonder impression.
I forgot about that.
Yes, thank you.
500,000 of the donations came from people who hadn't never contributed to the Obama campaign before.
How many poker runs did he have to do?
Yes. Join me for the poker run for Obama.
The Obama campaign used the internet to make a big fundraising push and picked up many former Hillary Clinton donors in the process.
Incidentally, for both John McCain and Barack Obama, mm-hmm. those guys get extra credit for going on The View.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Combat duty.
I really wonder whether John McCain was wondering, you know, whether that was a cakewalk in that Hanoi prison when he's sitting there in between Joy Behar and Barbara Walters.
Six
and they both
one.
Have the, they have their talons out. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, really, regardless of your politics, yeah. that is a tough room.
Yeah, how would you feel to sit in that room and the only friend you've got is Hasselbeck?
Elizabeth O'Brien. And they stick her all the way over on the end.
I know. Well, their intellect gets in the way. Mm-hmm.
Well, this fundraising is a boost that Obama needed to catch up with John McCain, who did what Obama didn't do, namely accept $84 million in public financing from the federal government. So between the two candidates, we're on our way to our very first billion-dollar election campaign.
Hey, and banks are failing.
Yeah.
Isn't this great?
Makes perfect sense to me.
I mean, it's a crazy time, ladies and gentlemen. I can't figure it out, and I'm stopping trying. I don't care anymore.
It's a funny place, this United
Jesus.
States.
Now, over the weekend, a conservative group with the word family in its name was selling boxes of waffle mix featuring Obama as a turban-wearing Aunt Jemima.
Oh, delightful.
The family.
Here it goes. Yes, the divided America. Here we go. But you know what this is to me?
What?
This is getting closer to the heart of the matter.
Uh-huh.
This really
yeah,
is.
You're right.
You know, being out there, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, we're here in this little studio every day and we have our little mm-hmm. routines. And really, when you have a break like we had mm-hmm. and you have that much time to get out, and I played a lot of golf with a lot of different people.
We were out in America.
I talked to an awful lot of people. Man, we are. You want. Divided?
Uh-huh.
It's not even close. We are so divided. There
oh,
are
yeah.
so. I mean, the people that like Obama. And the people that like McCain,
immovable.
I mean, you can't move anybody, and everybody hates everybody, and it's crazy.
It all
and
gets down to the 20%.
The world is imploding, and I'm trying not to get discouraged.
Don't be discouraged, Mike.
I'm trying not to get depressed. I'm trying to get motivated for my candidate during this election, and I'm having trouble right now because I just feel as though everybody hates each other, and both these candidates are trying to say change, mm-hmm. bring people together, mm-hmm. but it's not working on either side, and I'm just getting more discouraged
this
by the
too,
minute.
Actually, Mike, might be one of those things that has to get worse before it gets better, and mm-hmm. maybe that's a good thing. Who
yeah,
knows?
We'll see what happens during the debate.
If you get discouraged, Mike, I invite you to look across the console at me.
Thank you.
If you're down and troubled and you
I
need a helping hand.
No, what's that
Thank
for?
Thank you so much. That's for you. There you go.
That's better.
The Family Research Council was selling Obama waffles as a political satire. Obama waffles, get it?
Yep.
Even the folks.
There's no satire better than political satire.
Duh! How you doing? Okay, Kevin Farley.
Conservative humor. But even the folks running the weekend's Value Voter Summit here in D.C. could see how that artwork might possibly be offensive, the Aunt Jemima with the turban
yeah,
look.
Once they get out of the big ballroom, once they get out of their little meeting ballroom, they think it's offensive. Oh, boy, this we might have overstepped here. But Phil from Oklahoma loved it.
Loved
with his
it.
Big, oversized Republican hat.
Thought it was a panic.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
So they made the Family Research Council stop selling the gag item. And
the Family Research Council.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And when I say gag, you know, I mean in the throw-up kind of
right,
thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you.
The campaign has even gotten too rough for crafty Bush strategist Karl Rove.
Hello, I'm Karl Rove.
And Rove says he thinks this negativity will backfire on both candidates.
Both campaigns are making a mistake, and that is they are taking whatever their attacks are and going one step too far.
Rove even says McCain has stepped over the line. By lying.
McCain has gone, in some of his ads, similarly gone one step too far in sort of attributing to Obama things that are, you know, beyond the 100% truth test.
As an Obama spokesman puts it, when Karl Rove is questioning the legitimacy of your tactics, you really need to take a moment of reflection.
Oh, you know, who cares about him? Like, he's a guy, like, he's anybody to talk about that?
Yeah.
He invented that crap.
Mm-hmm. Frontier Airlines will soon charge for even that first bag you check.
Rob and I flew backwards.
$15 for the first
Felt
bag.
Felt good taking off.
We had a good time flying backwards side by side.
And then we went to the front of the plane and Rob drank whiskey.
You remember.
I do. I remember that flight more than many.
That charge is old news to United, which is now doubling its second bag fee to $50.
You flew United, right? Back
I did.
From,
I did.
United, fly wet.
We love to fly wet and it shows.
Sure. It was dry once we were in the air.
Good.
But the price of Xbox is falling. Microsoft slashed the console's price for a second time on Friday by $80. They're now going for $199.
Hey, what a bargain.
Giving them away.
Fantastic. And everybody can afford that now with the banks failing.
Uh-huh. And video games, apparently they can, because listen to this. Video games, as well as the consoles, are setting new records. Sales of video games and consoles up 9% in August to nearly $1 billion. The release of Madden 09 apparently has a lot to do with that, according to analysts.
I'd be curious to take a survey of the people that are playing these video games and ask them if they knew the name of the bank that failed today. I'd just be curious. I really
they would know question. It if it was a virtual bank.
It was a bank from Grand Theft Auto.
Americans spent $384 million on video game hardware last month. $384 million spent by Americans last month just on the console.
You know, you play a lot of video games, so do I, Rob. Don't you find that that is the ultimate sanctuary, really? When you really are having a lot of issues and you want to crawl away and not be distracted by anything and dive into your console and dive into your game controller, that is the great escape. And in fact, when things are going really bad, that's when Carla sees me like 3 days in a row, you know, playing Call of Duty, walks in, are you okay?
But even that for me is mythical, because the time I fire it up, that's when Robert needs to play it.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't get between my boy and that, but you know, he's in the Call of Duty as well.
And Nintendo's Wii is running a close second Xbox.
Wii!
Good little boy, Robert. Blow the German's head off.
Finally, drunks are fun until somebody gets hurt.
Exactly.
In Boston, a doctor has been fired and lost his license after trying to give an epidural to a pregnant woman while he was drunk.
Oh, no.
He gets his license back if he can stay sober.
Dr. O'Mara.
Where do I put this really long needle?
It's going to make you feel pretty good.
Scottsdale, Arizona. The man arrested on suspicion of drunk driving was driving a van owned by the city's photo traffic enforcement company. He was spotted by a citizen weaving and banging repeatedly into the curb.
Oh, I'm fine.
In Fort Mill, South Carolina, a couple in their 40s arrested for swimming nude in their apartment complex swimming pool. The police report describes the man as grossly intoxicated and the woman as even more grossly intoxicated.
Yeah, baby.
And in Albuquerque, police heard this excuse for a man they had pulled over again for drunken driving. The driver says he only started weaving because his passenger had spilled some beer. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Kevin Farley. He's star of the brand new movie An American Carol, and brother of Chris. He was fun having him on the show. Also, the singing senator, Charles Albertson. His new song's Inflation Blues. Tomorrow, two super hotties, Lindsay Zarniak, will be here in studio, and we will have the world's first supermodel, Janice Dickinson, on the show.
Wow.
Should be very, very good.
Hot
we look forward
box.
To it. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride, our in-studio producer. Don't show me fat people when I'm taking a break.
Couldn't help it.
I thought it was a mirror.
Producer's Rob Spiewak. That's a picture of the upcoming poker run. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Wet Plain Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with the poem of the today.
Yay!
The poem of the today?
Yes!
Great to be back. See you soon. Cheers to you guys. Shoot for the moon. That made sense. No, it didn't. I don't care. My heart weren't in it. A little distracted. First day back. Y'all get better. I'm no hack. Listen, tomorrow we'll be a-rockin'. Lindsay Zarniak comes a-knockin'.
Yeah.
For more fun and thrills for you and yours, as for now, we're out the doors. That's
great job, Mike.
Thanks so much. Great to be back. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Gay, gay, gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.